Well, this is going to be fun, and hopefully you are watching us, because right now we are being joined with Teresa Urquhart, who is the market CEO for Piedmont Medical Center, and she also brought a friend with her, Lamilla Crockett, who is the emergency assistance manager at Pilgrim's Inn. But we are also being joined by Tony the Tiger this morning as well. So if you're watching us again on CN2 or social media, you can see that. But Teresa, we're going to go ahead and jump in, because the reason why we are all here and Tony is with us is for the Healthy Over Hungry cereal drive that Piedmont Medical Center always participates in. So tell us a little bit about this drive, how it got started, and what you're asking the community to do.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm very happy Tony could make it this morning. I know he's very busy. But the Healthy Over Hungry cereal drive was actually started about 15 years ago. I think it was 2010. And it was by a nurse. Her name is Pam Torrance, and she worked at within Tenet in Detroit at the Children's Hospital. And in the summer, one of the things that they noticed is that with schools closed, out for the summer, the kids were not able to get those nutritious breakfasts and things that they're able to get when they're in school. And so she started on her own. She got a bunch of her nurse buddies together. You know, those nurses, they're awesome people. And they got together and they came up with this idea that they were going to have a contest and collect cereal so that they could then donate that so that the kids in the community would have a healthy breakfast for the summer. So that's how it really got started. And so Tenet really promotes it throughout our 43 hospitals that we have across the company. And we're super excited about it. It gets very competitive at our hospital, you know. And we do all kinds of fun things to create fun and interest in it, like every day of the week. And we started it June 9th, right? And it'll go through the 20th.
So that was yesterday.
Yes.
So it goes for a couple of weeks.
Right, exactly. It goes for a couple of weeks. And we have all kinds of different donation spots. So in the community, what we're asking for you to do is come donate a box of cereal, right? Because it really does make a difference for the Pilgrim's Inn. And also, you know, for children in our community to make sure that they have a nutritious breakfast as they go through the summer and all that sort of thing. You know, last year we did it and we were able to get, I think, 20,000 servings that we were able to donate.
Wow.
This year we're trying to do bigger and better, of course. And so our goal is 50,000. Yay, Tony. Tony, that's great.
That's right? Great.
And we are enlisting lots of people. So last year at the hospital, we had teams, you know, to be competitive and, you know, try to get a lot of donations. So this year, as you know, we have the EMS service, you know, the 911 service with Piedmont, and it's our largest department. And they have a lot of fun buddies in the community, right? They have all the first responders, and so they always win. So we said this year what we're going to do is we're going to take the whole hospital and we're going to put them against the first responders. So we're hoping to have...
Oh, look at there!
So we're hoping to have a really great turnout this year and even exceed our goal of 50,000. So we ask for everybody's help to help contribute to that.
That's awesome. And I know that you said that you do partner with Pilgrim's Inn, and we're going to come back in a second, Teresa and Tony, and talk about some more of the fun that's going on at the hospital. But again, we are also being joined with Lamilla Crockett, who is the emergency assistance manager at Pilgrim's Inn. And how important is this cereal drive to the Pilgrim's Inn and the work that you guys do there?
Extremely important. And it's so amazing to have them do this for the community. It's just awesome. I am very, very grateful. Last year, we served like 13,826 individuals.
Wow. And that was just with the 20,000 servings.
Yes. And I feel like it's great to have the community to come together, you know, and help out with helping the children this summer. They're normally, you know, when children are in school, they get that healthy breakfast. And by them being out of school, there's nowhere to really go and get that breakfast. So for them to come together and do this annual drive is just extremely amazing.
And it's a pretty inexpensive way that the community
yes.
can really rally around
yes.
the community. It's a box of cereal.
Right.
If you can buy a couple of boxes, great. Mm-hmm. But if you can just buy the one, and I know that y'all are also accepting breakfast bars and that kind of thing as
breakfast
well, just something
bars,
easy to pop in a bag.
Yes, breakfast bars, oatmeal, grits, any breakfast items that's healthy, yes.
And that was another key word, healthy. I know that sometimes the kids like the sugary kind of cereals, but we are trying to, you know, push that we do want healthier cereals if possible.
Absolutely.
How long does this cereal drive help sustain Pilgrim's Inn? You said it was a pretty good amount
of time. Over 6 months.
That's amazing.
Over 6 months.
And if people need that assistance, do they just come to Pilgrim's Inn? Can they call? What do they need to do to get that help?
Just come to Pilgrim's Inn. You drive up, give them your ID. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 1 to serve the community.
All right. Easy enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also fun for the hospital.
It
and
is.
I know, you know, Piedmont Medical Center is it's a pretty competitive place, too, in the best kind of way.
Yes.
So what are some things that y'all are doing to help not only the community or encourage the community, but to encourage your staff?
Okay. Yeah, we have all kinds of great things. Every day this week, we have something. Like today is Twin Day. Get a buddy, dress alike, come to work, bring a box of cereal, right? I think tomorrow it's the NBA Finals, right? So it's like bring a box of cereal, you can wear your favorite NBA jersey and, you know, that sort of thing. So we just do fun things to, you know, try to get people motivated. But the biggest thing, like last year we did this and we were like really surprised at how wonderful it was, but it was the cereal eating contest, right? So we threw it out there and we did it both at Rock Hill and our Fort Mill Hospital as well. And we had our doctors, we had staff, we had, I don't know, all people from the community. So you're blindfolded and you have somebody feeding you the cereal, right? So it was really a lot of fun. And the winner gets a silver spoon
oh,
or something like
fun.
That. Tony the Tiger was there cheering everybody on, as well as Toucan Sam.
I love that. Well, and it was so funny because I knew that I was interviewing you all today and I have this skirt with toucans all over it. And
yay!
I was like, I got to wear my Toucan Sam skirt today. So I'll help promote that cereal drive for Piedmont Medical Center.
Thank you.
Give us all the details about if people want to donate, where do they need to go, where are the drop-offs, and then what is it going to look like getting that cereal to Pilgrim's Inn? That's another fun thing.
Okay. We have lots of drop-offs, so anywhere you are, wait, I think we got you covered.
Okay.
Piedmont Medical Center, Rock Hill, obviously. The Women's Center at Rock Hill. The Piedmont Heart and Vascular entrances, mm-hmm. kind of like at all the entrances within the hospital. The Women's Diagnostic Center. Also, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill Hospital is doing it, Gold Hill Emergency Department, the Imaging Center at Baxter Village, and then we have all of our wonderful first responders who are participating. So we have the City of York Fire Department, the TKK Fire Department, TKK Police Department, Fort Mill Fire Department, Fort Mill Police, Rock Hill Police, Clover Police, and NAMI. The Piedmont Tri-County, the HUT, they're also helping us with this challenge. So we appreciate all of the support from all of our community members.
And then all of that cereal or breakfast bars are going to be brought to the hospital.
Brought to the hospital.
And then from the hospital, where does it go?
So we're going to get it all at the hospital. Then we're going to fill up all a bunch of our EMS trucks, and we're going to deliver it then over to Pilgrim's Inn.
That's amazing.
So we're going to do that on the 24th, and so we're excited about that and look forward to that event.
And of course, that goal this year, last year you said it was about 20,000. What's the goal this year?
50,000.
50,000.
And counting.
Go bigger. Go harder, go home, right?
That's right.
All right. Again, this is happening. The Healthy Over Hungry Cereal Drive is happening June. It started yesterday, June the 9th, and runs through June the 20th. Teresa, thank you so much for being here, as well as Lamelia. Yes,
me.
We appreciate it so much. We're looking forward to seeing how great that cereal drive goes, and we hope that we're challenging the community to help us meet that 50,000 boxes or servings of cereal. Again, thank you, Piedmont Medical Center.